And I believe our last speaker came from this side of the room. So does anybody over here wish to speak in opposition? All right, sir. Red shirt.
My name is Roger Grieve, and I just got down here at the last minute. I wasn't aware this was this soon, so I'm not really prepared that this event was occurring. However, the property right adjacent or behind this property is a 25-acre parcel that is under Corinne Todd Grieve. I'm her husband. We own the land. I just wanted to get it on the record that I'm against this. Originally, I came from the Northern Virginia area, and I was part of the construction boom over there, and I watched the developers pillage and desecrate the landscape for 15 or 20 years, and I finally moved to Delaware, best thing I ever did. I'm not anti-development per se, but I think this is too much in the land that's provided. I'm very concerned about the septic systems because I've done environmental work, I've done perk testing, I'm a licensed well driller in the state of Delaware, and it's right in my backyard. I also take exception to some extent, though I haven't surveyed it. The gentleman mentioned that there's a 30-foot buffer. This is my property right here. It's my understanding my land runs right up to the extent of the land that's being farmed, and those are all my woods. I'd like to know where the 30-foot is, but that's just a point that can be established later. But primarily, I'd just like to stand before the commission and express my disapproval of this proposal.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone on this side of the room? Over here? No? Okay. Back over here, I saw another hand. Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
Good evening. My name is Terry Quarter, and I live on Hidden Meadow Lane, which is the, I guess you would say, an adjacent road to Lindale Road. And if I could, for a moment, just take you on the journey that what brings me here tonight is... we were coming back from the grocery store, and I see this little sign on a field, and I take down the information, and, you know, being a mom and very busy, I call about 2 weeks later and find out, oh, it's tomorrow, the zoning meeting. And I go to the zoning office, and I ask, what does the zoning commission consider when they're deciding whether or not to approve a subdivision? And I was copied something that has these 17 points on it. So I tried to then measure what's being proposed against these 17 points. And when I did that, of the 17 points that are considered, from my perspective, there were 10 of them that were considered negative as a reason to not approve the subdivision. I then tried to figure out, because I was in a hurry, what I want to copy and take with me from the Planning and Zoning Office. And apparently... the Lord was with me, and I had good judgment somehow, and I copied something that was a letter dated January 12, 2007, to the Sussex County Planning Department from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, which was addressed to Mr. Lank, and it was the response to what I've now learned is a PLUS report. And when I reviewed the agency's response to the PLUS report, the PLUS report apparently is something that you... shared this information on the subdivision with all the state agencies that would be impacted, and I counted 7 different agencies, and of the 7 different agencies, Office of State Planning, Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, DLDOT, Department of Natural Resources, Delaware State Housing Authority, Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Education, no agency in the state thought this was a good idea. When I looked to see what the response would be then from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, a lot of times I saw a sentence that says, we acknowledge the division's concern regarding development within, well, in this case it says within an investment level 4 property. And I thought, well, that didn't seem like much of a rebuttal to me necessarily. But and then I've also since learned that the investment level 4 is something that apparently is in the state strategic plan, if I'm telling you what you already know. I'm just sort of getting you to where I came. And the investment level 4, if it's a 1, that means, yes, the state is in favor of development there, and they plan to provide resources there, and it helps them sort through and what they're going to spend money on. And investment level 4 is the area where they least want development to occur and where they least are planning to allocate funds to go towards development. So, you know, I generally am a person who I'm a person who follows rules, and I thought, well, if all these state agencies have reviewed this and think it's not a good idea, then I'm not the only one that thinks this isn't a good idea from just a perspective of sort of, you know, I know the phrase NIMBY, and yes, I really don't necessarily want this in what would be my front yard, but I also see various reasons, particularly the things regarding the 82 individual on-site septic systems, the excellent recharge area, and the NRAC is not interested in having development in the place where there's an excellent recharge area. I saw that a lot of people with positions other than myself also felt that this wasn't a viable concern, and that I was appreciative for. I also found it kind of ironic because my children are involved in camps at Abbott's Pond, and my daughter is about to start volunteering there once a week. So I called our director, Jason, and said, Jason, did you see the sign on the corner? And he said, no. And this was, of course, yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And I said, well, there's a proposed subdivision, and there's a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tomorrow night to decide about the subdivision. And I said, ironically, it's named the Manors at Abbott's Pond, and you being responsible for the programs at the pond, you weren't necessarily aware. And as a result of that call yesterday afternoon and a lot of phone calls since then, I think that's part of why we got the letter at the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, and Mr. Layton, you know, became aware of the situation this morning and was able to come and represent the Delaware Nature Society. I met then last evening with some neighbors, and about seven or eight neighbors that I visited, only one was aware of the situation, and I just felt like it's not necessarily something that people in the neighborhood are in favor of, nor is any state agency. I just also found another irony in the fact that the approvals that have been made so far regarding the project are from people who would be interested in selling services to the people who live there, people like Verizon, Delaware Electric Co-op, and Comcast. So that just was personally an irony for me. That is the only thing I have. I also wondered about the deed restrictions. Is that information that could be shared with us regarding, are there deed restrictions for the size of the homes that would be in the development? Is that something that we could be made aware of? Or?
I'll try to find out for you here before we adjourn.
All right. The last thing I'd like to share is when I did go meet with Jason last evening, the director at Abbott's Pond, he shared with me this map, which I've made some copies of, and I apologize, I don't have a copy for everyone. And may I share those with you?
Sure. Hand them on up. Sure.
The areas that are identified in dark green are the Delaware Nature Preserve areas that Mr. Layton spoke of, and this development is directly in between those two nature preserve areas. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. For anyone else who would like to speak in opposition, yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening. My name is Richard Froelich, and you'll probably tell by my accent that I haven't lived here too long. Just a thought in my mind, if anybody rode around in that area right now, see the houses that's for sale, that's not being sold, and the foreclosures that's going on, I don't think it's a very good time to think about a 80-house development, you know? So that's a thought in the back of my mind, you know? It's a bad economy.
I'm sure a lot of people share that thought.
You know, so.
I'm sure a lot of developers share that thought.
Yeah, well... If somebody's willing to go ahead and think they're going to sell 80 houses right now,
well, they're trying to get.
I wouldn't bet on.
They're trying to get approval to.
Yeah, but you know, if you understand what I'm talking about, yeah, I mean, there's enough development going on, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, I want to get an answer regarding the deed restrictions. Do we know that they were submitted, right?
They were submitted, and my office had reviewed them in October, I believe, of last year. I have them and have looked through them briefly with regard to the question about the restriction on the size of the houses. At the time I reviewed them, it's roughly 33 pages or so long, but I don't find anything included in there that speaks to what kind of houses have to be put there, what square footage are required. I don't know if these restrictions are still governing since the previous developer has indicated that he's withdrawn from it.
All right, sir. We thank you, ma'am. The short answer to your question is there doesn't appear to be anything in the deed restrictions that have been offered up to us. Okay. All right. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay. Before we close, we'd like to have a show of hands so we can have a count on the record as to the number of folks who are here in favor of this development. Okay. That was easy enough. And now of those who are opposed to this development, and just one hand apiece. Keep them high. This guy's a lawyer, not a mathematician, so give him time. He may not have enough fingers and toes. Got it? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your patience and you being with us this evening. We're going to close the public hearing now, and I'm going to ask you to do me one more favor, if you would, unless, of course, you're going to remain for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. But if you're choosing to leave now, I would appreciate it if you would do it very quietly, because we actually have three more of these hearings to do, and we're going to start the next one right now. Thank you.